The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We had earlier this week the author of House of Guinness, the new book covered four generations, and the great, 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 great grandson of Arthur Guinness himself was actually launching a book today. He's launching the book in Dublin. And we talked about the Netflix series. And yesterday I was doing a gig and Oisin Rodgers was there. And Oisin Rodgers has set up a new six-story pub in Piccadilly in London. And he was wrecked for the event he flew in because he'd done the after party for the Netflix show, which had launched that day. So they had screenings, the first episode, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and then they all went on the lash, as you do. He had 250 people in. So delighted that you're going to tell us about this new Netflix series, House of Guinness.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you've been talking to these heavyweights like Fiona Sheehan and Luke O'Neill, and then I kind of come in almost like a juggling court jester or something at the end of your day. You've had a full meal, and now I'm kind of the sorbetto at the end of all that to cleanse your palate. Yes.
No, you're the amaretto toast, the liqueur.
No, you're the amaretto. We better talk about House of Guinness.
Okay, do so.
So, this is an eight-parter on Netflix, created and written by Stephen Knight, who gave us Peaky Blinders, which was a great show starring Cillian Murphy, guest on last week's Screen Time, who was brilliant in Peaky Blinders. And that was all set in Birmingham.
Actually, would you believe it? Because you deride me. And I listened to that interview. Wow. And you were talking about the very close-up camera work with Cillian.
Yeah, wow, he listened.
Yeah, I did listen.
Wow.
I said, geez, well, John must have gone on some course. He's improved a lot. Anyway, carry on. What are we talking about here?
So the House of Guinness is basically, it begins with the head of the family dying and the four children are left to figure out who's going to run this brewery. Now, it's being described as Peaky Blinders meets Succession. Do you remember that show, Succession?
Yeah, which was kind of the name of the old guy? I loved him.
Brian Cox. Brilliant.
No, what was his stage name?
Stage name again? You've caught me on the hop there. Logan Roy. Absolutely brilliant. And there's all these memes about his use of the F word and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so this is being billed as Succession meets Guinness, which it partially is, because the four children are in varying degrees of maybe not wanting to be there. So you've Anthony Boyle, who plays Arthur, who's a kind of bon vivant, living the life in England, and is dragged home to this kind of reading of the will, doesn't really want to be there, is gay, and that's not a spoiler because that's out in front and they're trying to keep that secret. Edward is kind of the younger brother who kind of always wanted his father's affection and yet is probably going to be the man really steering the Guinness dynasty. Then we have a dissolute, the youngest son who really wants nothing to do with it, and then a sister called Anne who has her own problems. In tandem with that, we have a man called Rafferty, who's kind of the fixer of the family, played by James Norton, who was, people thought might be the next Bond and still could be and stuff like that. So we have a big kind of human quagmire drama with Guinness. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. I was checking the reviews this morning. You go to the Times Online, you go to Empire, they're raving about it, saying this jolly entertaining. The Irish reviewers, much less so. And I can see both sides. This is entertaining stuff. For an Irish person, it's probably a bit too broad brushstrokey in terms of Irish history, let's say. And it has a very loose grip on how all that might have went on. But I'm not bothered by that. I think you will get 8 entertaining hours out of this.
When is it released?
This very day.
I live on Netflix. So,
yeah, today. Yeah. So when you go home
to, can you get all 8? Is it a slow release?
It's all 8. Are you finished today or Pat, are you in tomorrow?
No, I'm not in tomorrow.
You're not in tomorrow.
No, I have to do proper work tomorrow.
They thought 4 days was enough for the Irish population. Should I give you a flavour of, because I was going to suggest you could go home and the long-suffering Deirdre could
enjoy. No, you're selling it to me.
Yeah.
Say the word Dublin.
Dublin.
Say the word iconoclast.
Iconoclast. They're what?
You've been in London so long, all that champagne has washed the Irish off your tongue.
Yes. Now, God help me, I'm back.
Butter.
A note from Mr. Rafferty to say your father's funeral has left St. James's Gate and is proceeding towards the cathedral.
But such is the vast extent of the crowd of well-wishers on the street, Mr. Rafferty thinks the cortege may be delayed.
Today really is not a day for truth, is it?
There's an anticipation of trouble.
Those who despise drink and those who despise the union with England have lit some small fires. The Fenians blame him for cozying up to the British, and the evangelists blame him for everything else.
I'm sure Mr. Rafferty will extinguish their fires considerately.
And just as Mr. Rafferty often lights fires in people's hearts.
This is the point that's confused. Sounds great. That confused me. So in 1759, Arthur Guinness moved from Kildare, took over St. James's Gate, and was the first. There were four Arthur Guinnesses came after that, right? So you can imagine that's into the 1800s.
Yeah.
This is set in the time of the 1920s.
No, the 1860s.
All right.
So we have
before the War of Independence.
Yes. So there's a lot of Fenian stuff.
So it's not the
in.
Original Arthur Guinness.
No. But it's Arthur's son, who you could argue, based on this series, which we can argue about the veracity of historical accuracy in this, was the most important man in the Guinness dynasty. But there are different views on that. But what's really interesting about this is they go off to America, and this is historically confusing, let's say, but there was some kind of deal brokered between, let's say, the Irish Republican Brotherhood in America and Guinness. And it's very hard to tell if how much of that or if any happened.
And of course, the Guinness story, Grand Met buys it, it floats, and Diageo owns it today. You don't go into any of that. It's just a moment in time of one generation, is it?
Yes.
And it's kind of like sibling rivalry.
Very much sibling rivalry. Now, the thing is, you could imagine this could easily go on and they could do a crown on it and it could tell the tandem history of the 20th century. But what I'll say is, don't text in tomorrow if you watch the first episode, go, some of these accents are a bit paddywhackery. They are in places, but there are a lot of Irish acting talent in this as well. A particular character I enjoy, Lady Olivia Charlotte Hodges White. She's played by a great actress called Danielle Galligan. She agrees to marry Arthur. It's a lavender marriage, let's say. She's brilliant in it. So I'm giving this a recommendation. There is paddywhackery, but you, broad brushstrokes man, will enjoy this.
Oh,
immense.
Sure, I make it up as I go along. It wouldn't bother me that it wasn't historically accurate. All right, that's Boxed today. A thumbs up from John Fardy for The House of Guinness.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.